book is more than the sum of its materials. It is an artifact of the human mind and hand. Geraldine Brooks, People of the Book. Welcome to the Revisionist History Podcast, where we set the historical record straight, no matter who it might offend. I'm Paul, and it's time again for our Tuesday book review, something that we haven't done yet this month, and I really needed to get to. Now, I have said several times in the past on this podcast, maybe more than several times, that you can learn as much about history from a historical novel as you can from a history textbook or biography. Because a lot of the time, you can tell the truth better with fiction than you can with just straight history. All the books that I've reviewed up to this point have been history's nonfiction variety, or biographies. Today, we're going to look at the first novel that I'm going to review that is about history, that tells history in a unique and very interesting way. Author Geraldine Brooks is no stranger to the historical novel. She's probably best known for her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, March, which was about Louisa May Alcott's father's role in the U.S. Civil War. But for me, her follow-up effort in 2008, People of the Book, is even better. The novel is the fictional story of a real-life book, the Sarajevo Haggadah. The Sarajevo Haggadah is one of the first Jewish religious books to contain images. Written and illuminated at a time when only Christian texts were illuminated, because both Jews and Muslims considered it idolatrous. It's one of the oldest surviving Sephardic Haggadahs in the world, and it originated in Spain around 1350. Now, the main human character in the book is rare book expert Hannah Heath, and the book's journey from Spain in 1492 to Sarajevo in 1996 is unveiled through some very small items she finds while restoring the book. An insect wing, missing silver clasps, some salt crystals, a wine stain, and a single white hair. As Hannah pursues her scientific investigation of the book, a series of vignettes explain how these sparse items trace the history of the Haggadah over the past 500 years, from Spain at the time of the Inquisition, to Renaissance Venice, to Sarajevo in both World War II and the ethnic wars of the 1990s. Taken by itself, the part of the narrative featuring Hannah and her efforts regarding the preservation of the book is much like any number of other bibliomysteries, from The Name of the Rose to The Dante Club. There's the requisite love story featuring Hannah and the Bosnian Muslim curator of the museum, a man who saved the book from the destruction of the National Library during the Civil War. The numerous sections dealing with Hannah's strained relationship with her surgeon mother sometimes slow the pace down unnecessarily. And there is, of course, a plot twist at the end that is indeed quite surprising. What sets this book apart, however, especially for history lovers, are those vignettes about the book's history and journey. Each is like a short story within the novel and stand alone as outstanding storytelling in their own right, with fully formed plots and three-dimensional characters you'll really want to know much more about. And these otherwise disparate tales are woven into a timeline that dovetails seamlessly with the present-day part of the story, which is quite an accomplishment in itself. Geraldine Brooks does an amazing job of pulling this ambitious literary endeavor together and guiding it to a very satisfactory conclusion. She once again exhibits the talent that was obvious in both March and her debut novel, Year of Wonders. For me, though, neither of those match the brilliance of People of the Book. And again, for history lovers, it's going to make you want to learn more of the actual history of the Sarajevo Haggadah, which is one of the best things about reading. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time.
thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to help us keep episodes like this coming, please consider clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. Thanks a lot.